In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Usable news and information for your job. And now, here's Francis Rose.
Welcome to hour number two of the program for Thursday, September 3rd, 2010, on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. And focusing on diversity in at your agency in hour number two of the program today. And three guests who are talking about how agencies are meeting that challenge and finding quality people from all backgrounds to come into the federal government. I'm pleased to welcome, I got a full slate here. I have in studio with me Bill Zielinski, who is Associate Director for Retirement and Benefits at the Office of Personnel Management. Bill, nice to see you. Thank you for coming in today. Happy to do it. And also have Ramon Fernandez, who is the director of the Civil Rights Center at the Labor Department. Nice to see you today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Francis, for having us.
Happy to do it. And also pleased to welcome Sara Clemente, who is the National Hispanic Employment Program Manager at the Labor Department. Thank you for being here as well today.
It's a pleasure being here, sir.
We have a lot to cover in this hour, but the first thing I want to talk about is an event that is happening in the federal government toward the end of November. And Bill, maybe you can start us off talking about this. Tell me about what this event is and what it means to people, both on the hiring manager side and on the potential employee side.
Well, I'll start by saying this is the third annual Hispanic Federal Career Advancement Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Ramon is a person who has been involved with this from the very beginning. As the title implies, it's the third one that we're holding. Tremendous amount of interest, and it really is made up of a number of individuals from across federal government who've all come together as a coalition to really make sure that we're raising, championing the advancement and development of Hispanic Americans in the federal workforce. So it really is a community of interest where we've all come together and said we really need to do some work to make sure that the issues and needs of the Hispanic federal workforce are being met.
The little birdie told me that your boss will be at this event, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. He's very popular here on Federal News Radio, both amongst the listening audience and those of us who cover these issues because of how accessible he is and how much he really is, as you say, a champion of not just any particular group, but everybody who works for the federal government. Ramon, why is this something that you're passionate about? Why is this something you spend your time on?
Well, when we talk about diversity, Francis, we're looking at primarily three things. We're looking at bringing them on board, hiring. We're looking to make sure they find their ways to the higher levels of the organization. So to that extent, we're looking at career advancement. And needless to say, once we have expended so much time and effort in enhancing diversity at the organization, we want to keep them. So retention is the third part of the equation, mm-hmm. as I see it. And so this activity is all about career advancement. And we have thousands of individuals, including Hispanics in the federal government, who are aspiring to reach higher level positions, including leadership positions within the organization. And what this activity is all about is facilitating that, mm-hmm. making sure and providing them the right information and also the right network so that when the opportunity arises, they will be well prepared to meet that challenge. Mm-hmm. And this is what this activity is all about. And with the Department of Labor, one of my responsibilities is looking at diversity DOL wide. So needless to say, that connects very nicely to what I do. But on a personal level, I think that those of us who have been, like Bill and I, who have been fortunate enough to reach the higher levels of the organization, it is also our responsibility to make sure and open doors for others to follow and mm-hmm. facilitate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Director Berry and others have already talked to you about diversity and how important that is for the federal government. But I think it's important also to understand that it's right. This is the right time to mm-hmm. be looking at these things because us baby boomers will be retiring very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And that will open up a number of positions within the federal government. And so helping others find their way to those positions is what this activity is all about. And as Bill indicated, it's a coalition of different agencies all pulling together in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Sada, you look particularly excited when Ramon talked about retirement. So I'll assume you're maybe just a year or two closer than he is to retirement, I'm going to guess.
Actually, I'm quite close to retirement, but I'm not going to disclose the exact date at this point.
I don't blame you one bit for that. I'm going to guess, if I had to guess, I would guess 24, 25 years till you can retire.
That's very sweet of you, but it's a little closer than that.
He talked about the three elements of this, and I think it's fascinating because we spend a lot of time, those of us who cover the government in the media, and people who are involved in human resources in the government, spend a lot of time, particularly now, focused on recruiting,
right,
on bringing people in. And I think that kind of leads to short shrift for the retention element of it. It's easier to get a good person, or it's easier to keep a good person in service than it is to go out and find them from scratch. And so I think that's particularly telling about this. Talk about some of the things that maybe people don't know are available to them when it comes to advancement in government that haven't got a lot of attention.
Well, as a recruiter myself, that's a good question. It had just so happens that a lot of the people out there that are not working for public service are not aware of the many opportunities that exist in the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those opportunities include, let's not talk about the salaries, which is one of the best opportunities because
sure,
it is a very good paying job, as well as the opportunity to develop and grow as an individual within your agency as well. And as we were talking about earlier, the purpose of the summit to create opportunities for those individuals who are interested in becoming leaders in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Those and many other opportunities that exist in the federal government. And when we go out there as recruiter, we try to showcase those. And for in particular, we showcase the fact that if it's a student, which we want to, of course, as Mr. Sudis mentioned earlier, the baby boomers will be leaving and we need to replace that talent with new talent.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go out there, we may try to attract college students and let them know of the opportunities. If you're a college student, you need to talk to the college student as a college student. What are they interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they may be interested in tuition reimbursement. The federal government does offer that.
Mm-hmm.
We may be able to provide you with flexible workplace. We, the federal government, offer that. We may be able to provide you with opportunities to work in various projects and see the final result of that, because our population now, this student population now, or the younger generation, are interested in making sure that when they participate in something, they want to see it from beginning to end. So these are the things that we let the population know that is available to them, and these are the opportunities that may be available to them as well.
Bill, the advantages, I think, to the potential employee are many, and we'll talk about those as we proceed. But what's the advantage to the agencies who have an opportunity to get face-to-face with some of these folks and make their cases to them?
Well, again, I think a lot of it has to do with that exposure. You know, Ramon talked a lot about networking. You know, this is an opportunity for folks to really get out there, understand what kind of jobs are out there, get a chance to really speak very directly to some of the folks who would be in a position to hire them. So there's a lot of advantages, but a lot of it is that networking and being able to be mixed in with those folks who you may be looking for assistance in advancing in your career.
We're talking about career advancement and bringing people on board into the federal government. My guest for the hour on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. A reminder that our conversation is archived at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. You can find out more there, and you can find out more about the event that we're discussing at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth as well. Back in a moment.
A better way. You'll find it at Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $24.99. It's our way of keeping car maintenance simple and keeping you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil taxes and synthetics extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Ladies and gentlemen, your government is looking for brave people willing to step up and transform government empowered by technology. Will you help your agency be more productive? Will you be ready to virtualize data centers and maximize efficiency within your government agency? Do you have what it takes to get compliant with the U.S. government configuration baseline initiative focusing on security? Heroes are wanted. Microsoft has the tools to help you be that hero. Go to Microsoft.com/govitHero to apply.
Video teleconferencing solutions are changing the way people communicate by breaking down walls and enabling face-to-face communication regardless of distance or environment. Tanberg, now a part of Cisco, developed Break Down the Walls to provide a window into the ways government, education, and healthcare organizations are using VTC solutions to help them operate more effectively and efficiently, and the ways video solutions can be used to address challenges facing public sector organizations today. Learn more at breakdownthewalls.com.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
Okay, people, let's settle in. We've got a lot of slides to get through on our server utilization strategy. Okay, now this is an interesting slide.
Well, you've been here before. Somewhere in your agency, someone came up with a plan for data center efficiency.
Well, if you look here at the third bullet point, this is...
Actually, what they came up with is a presentation deck. You know, with underlined sections, bullet points, few animations, and sound effects. What's missing, of course, is how the job will actually get done. Because when the federal CIO says data center efficiency is a top priority, you need more than a slideshow. You need results. That's where Dell Services comes in. We've got over 30 years of experience delivering comprehensive best-in-breed solutions. Whether that's virtualization, cloud computing, or business continuity, we're ready to listen, and we're ready to help you deliver. To learn more, go to Dell.com/deliver now.
The Dorebeck Insider, hosted by award-winning journalist and free thinker Chris Dorebeck. Engage your mind every afternoon from 3 to 7 as Chris engages the best minds in federal procurement, management, IT, and human resources. The Dorebeck Insider takes on subjects critical for an efficient government. Chris's guests answer the questions you want answered. Tune in to hear how the news shapes your daily interactions in the federal space. The Dorebeck Insider, weekday afternoons from 3 to 7, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
We're back on In-Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking about the diversity in government and one event promoting diversity in particular on In-Depth with Francis Rose today. And my guests on the program, Bill Zielinski of the Office of Personnel Management, Ramon Fernandez and Sada Clemente of the Labor Department joining me. And Ramon, this event, tell us what's the nuts and bolts, the who, what, when, where, why of this event?
Well, again, Francis, we're doing this for the third year in a row. The event is scheduled for November 29th and November 30th, and it's going to be held at the National Institutes of Health Nature Conference Center. This is in Bethesda. And for the first time this year, because of the demand for more information, we have bumped it up to 2 days. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 years was just 1 day, and this year we're extending it 2 days, and one of the most popular, if not one of the key elements of this particular activity, is the executive coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is all about is small group sessions between aspiring SESers and actual SESers.
Mm-hmm.
And is a small group conversation with people that are looking to advance to the highest levels of the organization, and talking to folks that have already made it, and so that they could, quote, mentor and provide whatever information they need so that when, again, the position and the opportunity arises, they will be well-informed and ready to go and hopefully land that job.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have devoted the second day of this activity for executive coaching. So we have a number of sessions, one geared to GS-15s who are at the brink of the SES.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also opened this up for 13 and 14s because these are people that are and individuals that are looking forward and aspiring to get there, and they need to map out their professional career in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so this forum provides that opportunity. This year we're looking at 40 SESers, and again, This is an activity I should underscore that it's open to all federal employees. Now, we're targeting the Hispanic community, but it's open to everyone at no cost, mind you.
Mm.
And so it's a wonderful, unique opportunity that we're providing to everyone who's looking to advance in the federal government.
The Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, Ramon, as you said, is November 29th and 30th. Sada, you're over here shaking or nodding your head in agreement as Ramon is talking about the SES coaching. I can't imagine. One thing I've always been surprised about when I've talked to people, especially in like the 12 to 15 range, is they're so busy doing their jobs that they don't spend as much time as maybe they would like to, or maybe they should, in figuring out where they want to take their careers. And so I would imagine a tool like that, somebody who's doing it, somebody who's been there, must be tremendously valuable.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, the fact that, yes, people are engaged in their jobs, and sometimes they don't take out the time or have the opportunity. So this summit provides the individuals with the opportunity to take time out for a day or two and say, wait a minute, this is what I need to do to get where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the steps, and many people don't even know where to start. So like we was mentioned earlier, Mr. Solis mentioned earlier that 13 and 14s are given the opportunity to participate in the executive coaching. Well, those are the people we need to reach out to as well, because those are the ones that will be replacing those 15s in the future.
Yep.
And they need to be ready and have a roadmap as to what they need to do to get to that position in leadership if they're interested in that. As you know, not everybody's interested in that. And even if you're not, you still need leadership skills for any type of job that you try to accomplish in the federal government.
Because you mentioned the need to find people to take these spots, but it's not just a matter of somebody retires and somebody else is hired. There's an attrition throughout government, because you certainly don't hire somebody that's 22 years old out of college and make them a GS-15.
It doesn't usually work very well when it does happen.
So there's got to be a progression, and I'm not sure that we spend as much time as we should, and even the people who are involved spend as much time as they should thinking about how that roadmap looks. Bill, this is, since it's the third one, obviously the first two were successful. What are the agencies telling you, telling OPM, about why they want this to continue? What do they get out of it that are the success stories?
Well, I think some of the elements that you see there is that, again, for some of these folks, there isn't as much time, as you just said, to spend in really trying to help people prepare, even to ask what are the questions they should be asking. And especially when you talk about these mentoring sessions, there's such wonderful energy when you walk into this room and you see these people kind of working together. I think the sorts of tangible benefits that you could see from the agencies is that this is really an opportunity for their employees to go into this forum, into this setting, and to receive some wonderful guidance as to how they better prepare themselves. So one of the tangible benefits that they see is that they're having these employees have the right set of information for preparing themselves for future positions in their own agencies. So
mm-hmm.
that certainly is one aspect to what they're seeing.
Yeah. I have to admit, I think most people, when they think about something like this, you're thinking a little bit lower level. And to know that somebody that's a GS-15, as you said, Ramon, right on the edge, I mean, that's probably, from what people tell me, the hardest step to make, because there are even some disincentives in place, pay-wise especially, for people to say, why would I want to – I might actually wind up taking a cut if I go into the SES, maybe not as fulfilling as a leadership role in the SES could be. But there are so many variables there. So, Ramon, what are some of the things that you're going to have available besides that coaching session to help people kind of navigate all those variables?
Well, the way the activity is structured, the first day is we have a morning plenary session. Director Berry has graciously accepted our invitation. And we're going to have some other leaders from the federal community also provide some opening remarks. We're going to have a panel of career SESers to discuss what hurdles, what barriers did they have to overcome in reaching the SES, and that's going to be part of our plenary session. And in the afternoon, the heart of the activity in the first day is workshops, and we have 9 workshops. These are carefully developed workshops. We surveyed the federal government and a number of agencies. What information is needed, is required, is wanted in order to advance? And based on that survey, we put together 9 workshops. They all mirror the OPM executive core qualifications, ECQs, and these are the qualifications that OPM is looking and the government in general is looking for the senior executive service. And so it's the right information with the right focus, and needless to say, we have carefully looked at the presenters to make sure that the quality of the presentation is there as well. So we have a high-quality workshop providing the right information for people who want that information.
And one other thing that I would add, just as Ramon was saying, you know, this is a very carefully crafted agenda. It has all been reviewed by OPM in terms of the content, the quality of the presenters, and has received the certification as official training. So this is, there's something that stands behind that as well.
Yeah, somebody can take confidence away from this that it's the information they're getting is really kind of got the stamp of approval.
It's meaty and it's important.
Yeah. You shouldn't show up for this, I'm going to guess, as a participant with no thought or preparation. So when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about when I come to participate, what should I have in my brain, what should I have in my briefcase, and what should I be ready to talk about or participate in when we come back from the break on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, talking on In Depth with Francis Rose about this year's Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, and we'll continue our conversation in just a moment.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, the only radio station dedicated to news for and about the federal government and government contractors. Find us at federalnewsradio.com.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vicara. It's the six-month anniversary of the new health care law, a day when some provisions go into effect. CNBC's Bertha Coombs says young people up to the age of 26 can now stay on their parents' insurance.
Your adult child can now remain or be added back to your plan, and preventive care options, a slew of them that are added, including mammograms, colonoscopies, and for your kids, that includes a number of immunizations.
On the job front, the Labor Department reports first-time unemployment rose by 12,000 last week. And on the home front, sales of existing homes rose last month, but not enough to keep August from being the second-worst month for sales in more than a decade. And in Virginia, the first execution of a woman in nearly a century is set for today. Teresa Lewis was convicted of masterminding a murder for hire of her husband and stepson in 2002. The two gunmen who carried out the plan got life sentences. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Mike Vicara, NBC News Radio.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams during our three-day super sale. Save 40% on paints and stains September 24th through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One for you, one for me, two for you, two for me.
Kids can be surprisingly generous, especially in doling out germs. But when your kids go back to school, you can help curb some of that germy generosity. Join us in donating Clorox disinfecting wipes to your child's classroom. They kill the germs on hard surfaces your kids touch every day. Wherever your kids play, use Clorox generously. Clorox. Kill the germs, not the fun. Ask school before donating. Parental delivery only. Use as directed.
Without an effective estate plan, your hard-earned wealth will end up in the hands of the government, and a will is no protection. At Zell Law, our estate planning lawyers take the time to listen and understand you and your goals and figure out what you want to achieve. Then we work with you to create a customized estate plan that helps you and your family realize your dreams of wealth and freedom. Find out how we do this by joining me, Wayne Zell, Saturdays at 10 a.m. for Blueprint for Wealth on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Like a police officer is trained to recognize unusual activity on her beat, a new analysis tool is being developed by the Air Force that will help military specialists discover and track unusual behavior within a certain city setting. Researchers with the 711th Human Performance Wing's Air Force Research Lab say the tool can help prevent criminal or dangerous behavior. Developed largely by interns at the Tech Edge Innovation and Collaboration Center in Dayton, Ohio, the CityBeat project incorporates direct sensors such as cameras and indirect sensors such as social networking to assist specialists in behavior evaluation. CityBeat is designed to ascertain normal activity baselines within a community and to find unusual patterns of behavior.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Airink.
The nation's top homeland security and counterterrorism officials were on Capitol Hill yesterday, warning about coming threats.
Recent events in intelligence show a trend toward smaller, faster-developing plots rather than larger, longer-term plots like 9/11.
DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano. Mike Leiter, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, says an influx of homegrown plots in the last year demonstrate the urgency of the problem. I'm J.J. Green.
Can you imagine buying a television or vehicle today that you'll still be using in 40 years? Probably not. When the military purchase an airplane, they know it has to last at least that long or longer, and the parts for the airplane may already be obsolete. That's where Airink comes in. Airink helps the DoD plan ahead for parts obsolescence. This planning saves money and lessens the risk of counterfeit parts being used if the original supplier no longer exists. For more information and career opportunities, log on to ARINC.com.
Diaper bag, check. Bouncy seat, check. Stroller, car seat, bottles, butt wipes, and binky. Check, check, and double check. Why it takes 30 pounds of equipment to transport one 12-pound baby, we'll never know. So at Kaiser Permanente, we put everything for baby and you in one place. Everything you need, from obstetricians and nurses to nutritionists and pediatricians. A whole care team of specialists assembled to keep your baby and you in top running order, not running around. And you can even go online with My Health Manager to schedule routine appointments, check most lab results, and exchange emails with your Kaiser Permanente doctor's office. Imagine having a conversation with your pediatrician without having to fold or unfold that stroller. Convenient? Check. Efficient? Check. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Openly exchange ideas and develop solutions for today's toughest technology challenges at the 20th Annual Executive Leadership Conference, October 24th through the 26th in Williamsburg, Virginia. ELC offers a government-driven, educational, and neutral forum where government and industry IT executives can contribute to actionable solutions in healthcare, sustainability, cybersecurity, and accountability. Register today at actgov.org/ELC2010. ELC, advancing the business of government.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit is November 29th and 30th, and you can find out more about it at federalhispanicsummit.org, and we'll have that linked up later this afternoon on Federal News Radio 1500 AM's website, which of course is federalnewsradio.com, and we'll have it on the in-depth page. It's federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And we are talking this hour with Ramon Fernandez of the Labor Department, Bill Zielinski of the Office of Personnel Management, and Sada Clemente of the Labor Department as well. And people shouldn't show up for this event, Ramon, as we said before the break, just wander in. They should be prepared. Preparation's important in every aspect of career advancement. What should people come to this event with in their brains, in their briefcases? What should they be ready to do when they get there?
Well, in order to maximize the return of investment here in time and effort and whatnot, individuals should really think long and hard about what is it that I need to advance in the government. What are the tools? What are the information? What is the experience? What's the education that is going to catapult me to the higher levels of this organization? Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, a number of questions invariably will surface, you know, with each and every one of those items. And, you know, the participants should come prepared to discuss that either at the workshops or executive coaching, wherever the opportunity presents itself, and so that you can really walk out of that armed with the information that you're going to later apply in getting yourself, you know, in a higher position within your own organization.
Sarah, I'm going to come to this say, and I want to know more about advancing my career, but I'm one of these people that, as I said in the last break, has been spending all my time focused on the job at hand, not as much on my career. And as Ramon said, I have a lot of questions, but I don't even know where to start about trying to figure out where I'm going to go. What should I be doing between now and November 29th and 30th to be prepared to ask the right questions when I get there?
The first thing they need to do is register.
Okay.
They cannot come to the event unless they register. But in the meantime, they should also think long and hard, where do I want to go in my federal career? And be prepared to come to the event in a way that I can get those answers. And if you don't get those direct answers, you have the opportunity to establish a network within that environment. And then if you don't get your answers, at least have someone and be able to talk to someone in the future about it. Mm-hmm. But you should be able to walk out with a pretty good idea what the steps are to follow. And in addition to that, that network is important.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, a lot of people don't realize how important the networking is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at that event, you're going to have the opportunity to talk to many senior executives, and many people don't have the opportunity or have access to talk to senior executives on a one-to-one in any occasion, especially in an agency.
Yeah.
And that in itself is an excellent tool. But like I said before, first of all, register and have in mind what is it that you want to get in your career.
Bill, people really do undersell the importance of the network, and there are a lot of people that I talk to still that just sit back and wait for an announcement on usajobs.gov and don't really think about planning and figuring out where they want to go and getting to know the person who might be the one that gives them the job.
Absolutely. And I think that, again, going back to the idea of preparation, you know, I don't think that folks are waiting for these things to drop into their lap, but I don't think that they have the kind of information that they need to know how do you prepare yourself before that announcement comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I will give a little bit of an anecdote that kind of gets to the idea of what Sada just talked about with the networking is that there was a young lady that I spoke to at last year's summit where it was one of these formal mentoring sessions. She was a GS-13, and we sat down and we spoke for quite a period of time, and a number of months later I received from her an email, and she just wanted to thank me for the time that I had spent with her. She said to me that there are some things that she didn't even think about were things that she should be thinking about, didn't realize that she should be thinking a little bit or looking a little bit more broadly than her normal area, and that she had made a large-scale change and had gotten a promotion to a GS-14, and she felt it was as a direct result of that kind of interaction and that networking. So you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of tangible benefits, but it's wonderful for the executives who are in those sessions to hear those kind of stories coming from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention the registration, though, because the first year of the summit, there were 600-plus attendees with a waiting list of hundreds.
For the second
year, we had nearly 1,000 people that attended the summit, again, with a list of hundreds. So that first step before wandering in on November 29th is you do have to register. So we're going to be opening registration on Friday, September 30th. At noon.
Okay.
So mark that on your calendars. Make sure you're there because we fill up those slots nearly immediately.
And registration, you can register online at federalhispanicsummit.org. You can do it all online.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Talking about the Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, November 29th and 30th, with my guest panel, who I will introduce to you when we come back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In our conversation, all the links you need to find information will be posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a smarter, simpler way to save? Now you can get the benefits of paper savings bonds without the paper. It's easy to plan for your financial future with Treasury Direct, a secure, convenient, web-based system where you can purchase electronic savings bonds and other Treasury securities online 24/7. Build your savings by scheduling recurring purchases directly from your paycheck, checking, or savings account. Change how you save today. Visit treasurydirect.gov to open your free account.
Here's Dave Wintergreen, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Information Management, Integration, and Technology, Deputy CIO, on the Federal Executive Forum on Secure Information and Intelligence Sharing, sponsored by Data Guys.
You know, you have to do this to be effective today managing information in the contested environment that we face. But you also have to do this if you intend to be an employer of choice for the next generation. This is the way they live their lives, and this is how they will expect to do work.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezor Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
The need for federal agencies to protect their personally identifiable information, PII, and other sensitive data has never been greater. With data thefts in the news, legislators are imposing higher standards for protecting information. To assist, NIST recently published guidelines for protecting the confidentiality of PII. As the leader in risk-based sensitive data discovery and protection solutions, DataGuise enables federal agencies to implement the NIST recommendations to protect PII. Visit DataGuise.com.
HalfPriceDC.com. Half Price gift certificates to the area's best restaurants, spas, and more.
This week, buy Half Price gift certificates to Cafe Italia in Crystal City. Authentic Italian dishes and great family ambiance. Awarded Best Neighborhood Restaurant.
Ted Gibson and Hala Spa in Chevy Chase in Georgetown. A team of celebrity stylists that make clients feel beautiful, refreshed, and rejuvenated. And Empire Auto Detailers. Get your car detailed on site. The Empire Way.
See all the offers at HalfPriceDC.com.
There's only one place to be this September, and that's Nationals Park. You want speed?
Throw by Nieves, the tag by Kennedy. He's out at second base. A strike-em-out, throw-em-out, double play.
You want bang-zoom homers? We got those, too.
And it is gone. Another three-run homer for Adam Dunn.
We don't swing for the fences. We swing for the Capitol Dome, baby. Watch the Nats take on the Braves September 24th to the 26th. Visit Nationals.com or call 888-632-NATS.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris, weekday morning 6 to 10.
Brad Mays, director of the Department of Veterans Affairs Regional Office in Boston.
Within the next 12 to 18 months, we'll see approximately 150,000 veterans submit claims for conditions related to Agent Orange. And there's approximately 90,000 Vietnam veterans who at one point in the past have filed claims for these diseases and been denied.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federal. Federal Drive.
We're back on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It's In Depth with Francis Rose. And our subject this hour is the Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit happening November 29th and 30th, and you can learn more about it at federalhispanicsummit.org. Registration opens September 30th. And my guests this hour are Ramon Certis Fernandez, who is the director of the Civil Rights Center at the Department of Labor, Sada Clemente of the National Hispanic Employment Program Manager, National Hispanic Employment at the Labor Department, and Bill Zielinski, Associate Director for Retirement and Benefits at the Office of Personnel Management. Obviously, as it should be, diversity of in the federal government is important, and Director Barry's made it a priority in his tenure at OPM, enough to want to come to this event and talk about it and the importance of people of all backgrounds in the federal government. As someone on the outside looking in, taxpayer, it makes perfect sense to me. Why is this something that you think he is so passionate about, Bill? I mean, he's so passionate about so many different things that it doesn't surprise me. But what is it in particular that OPM sees in not just this event, but in this community and in people of all different communities, of all different diverse backgrounds?
Again, you know, I think that, first of all, you mentioned the passion that Director Barry has for this. Now he's going to come and speak at this event. Everyone's going to see that passion that he has.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough, fortunate enough that I get to see that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
You know, clearly when you take a look at kind of the our country is made up of a set of folks who come from all over. The things that each of us brings, our background, our culture, is really what helps to make us great. I think that kind of mixing together and those different points of view is very important. To have that representation in our workforce that we have in the general country is important for us to do the best job that we can. So there's any number of different reasons why it's so important and we have such a passion for it. But again, his coming to the events clearly shows the sort of support that he provides and the kind of passion he brings for
us. Ramon, you mentioned that the mentoring sessions are a new addition this year, and so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the feedback that you've gotten from the previous two events and how that leads you to add something like this, these mentoring sessions and so on. 'Cause I think that gives people a confidence that I'm going to come, I'm going to show up, and it's a two-way interaction. It's not just me showing up, I receive the information and leave, and that's the end of it.
Well, as Bill mentioned earlier, Francis, this activity has has grown exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, we opened registration, and 8 hours later, it was already reached capacity.
Wow.
And within, within a couple of days, we had 500 in the waiting list, and then a couple more days, we had another 500 to the extent that we eventually had to close this within days. This is unheard of
mm-hmm.
in the government.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, if you will, because next year, we had the same effect, except that we had thousands in the waiting list. And so, if nothing else, and the numerous email messages that have been sent to the website and directly to the participants, we certainly hit a niche in that we have provided important information for individuals that are thirsty for such information. And so the executive coaching, as we began this activity, was a thought, but we didn't know exactly how it was going to be received.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out that the individuals could not have enough, and so they demanded, they asked for a lot more time with the SESers. That face-to-face conversation was unique.
Mm-hmm.
They really did not have an opportunity. You know, for us who are at that level, we have a very busy schedule. And for an individual to come knocking at our doors and say, we want to talk to you about X or Y,
yeah.
It's hard, very difficult for us to carve time to do that
sure.
in our daily activities. But this activity is all about that. It's all about putting the day-to-day activities aside and focus on providing the information that these individuals are going to need to advance within their respective organizations.
Is that on a personal level? You're someone that's devoted your career to public service. You spend a lot of time and blood, sweat, and tears, I imagine, serving the American public. It must be gratifying to know that people who are where you were, who didn't have access to the kind of talent, the kind of brain power that you're creating access to, are responding to that. It must make you feel pretty good.
It does make me feel very proud, and I'll just tell you a little story. I was fortunate enough to coordinate an event for a previous agency that I worked for, and I was able to show them that this particular area was a great place to go recruit talent. Specifically Hispanic talent.
Mm-hmm.
But my greatest pride was to stand up at that site and say, I am a graduate from the University of Puerto Rico, which mm-hmm. happened to be where we had the activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and it would be very selfish on my part to welcome you on my by myself. Please, will other students from the University of Puerto Rico please stand? And we had about 15 or 20 university students who stood, who were now working for the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And they served as motivation and inspiration to those individuals who were sitting in that room now. And I'm glad to say that I would say about from that event, 30% or more of the people who attend this event are right now federal employees in the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to hear the potential, the unplowed ground that is out there that we don't know about, and that events like this help us learn more about and find this talent. Because, I mean, every single person I talk to in, across government, no matter what area of expertise they are, no matter what agency they work for, they say, there's plenty of people who want to work at my agency. There aren't enough good people. And that turns out to be the big difference. We're talking about the Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, November 29th and 30th, on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Back to wrap up our conversation in just a moment.
And now, the Federal Living Report, brought to you by WEPA.
Have you ever tried to figure out how much money you're going to need when you retire? It's not as easy as it sounds. The Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board says no calculator can be completely accurate, and it isn't possible to calculate what your investments will be worth because there are so many variables. TSP officials say their calculators are designed to show you what you can potentially acquire over your career with the federal government. I'm Amy Morris.
Will you be receiving a 25% life insurance premium refund check from your insurance company? WEPA policyholders will be receiving over $6 million this fall. In fact, since 1996, WEPA has returned over $52 million in premium refunds. In comparison, Fegley has never issued a premium refund. Besides a long history of refunds, WEPA offers significantly lower premium rates than Fegley. Visit WAEPA.org to learn all about the advantages of life insurance from WEPA. Again, that's WAEPA.org.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week, join host Bill Bransford as he meets with several niche federal employee associations to learn about their missions and discuss the top issues for their members.
How is the Air Force Medical Service saving lives? What about the DoD's advances in joint casualty care? How is the Air Force Medical Service embracing disruptive innovation? Join host Michael Keegan next week as he explores these and other questions with his very special guest, Lieutenant General Bruce Green, Surgeon General, U.S. Air Force. That's next week on the Business of Government Hour.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power and Grantham University. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday mornings at 10, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Thanks for listening to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest this hour talking about the Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, November 29th and 30th, with details available at federalhispanicsummit.org, are Ramon Sotis Fernandez of the Labor Department, Bill Zielinski of the Office of Personnel Management, and Sada Clemente, also of the Labor Department. Thanks to all of you for being here today to talk about this event and let people know about this opportunity, because everybody I talk to in government, no matter what level they are, no matter what level they aspire to be, all people say, there's not enough information that I can latch on to help me figure out where it is that I want to go. And so, this event does that. And so I'm grateful for the chance to learn more about it this afternoon. Ramon, give us the nitty gritty about what we need to know. Review the dates and all that jazz for us and what people need to do to get signed up.
Sure. And Francis, again, we want to thank you for the opportunity to share this information with your listeners. The activity is scheduled for 29 and 30th November, as you stated earlier. The location is the NIH, National Institutes of Health, NATURE Conference Center. Registration for this activity will open Friday, September the 30th at noon. And again, as you mentioned earlier, you can go ahead and register by visiting our website, federalhispanicsummit.org, O-R-G. It's noteworthy that this is, again, as Bill mentioned before, an activity sanctioned by OPM. It's official training. And to that extent, the federal employees that will be attending, just as any other training, need to seek supervisory approval. And so they can go to our website and show them the OPM memo, quote-unquote, blessing this activity, if you will, if need be. And once registration is submitted, an email will then ensue telling folks that they've been registered or waiting list, depending on the time they choose to register.
Okay.
And the workshops that have been selected for them to attend. So that's pretty much the activity. Again, the second day is executive coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is a small group discussions with SESers. We have targeted about 160 participants to 40 SESers. So the ratio, as you can see, is pretty much 1-4
mm-hmm.
on a very small group discussion with these individuals.
That's a great lineup that you have. The information is available. I'm actually on the website right now, federalhispanicsummit.org. It's very complete. Everything you need to know about it is there. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to learn more about it, to spread the word, and I hope you have a terrifically successful event again this year.
And thank you
very much.
Happy to do it. You have been listening to a conversation about the Federal Hispanic Career Advancement Summit, November 29th and 30th, on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Our conversation will be posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. The Dorabeck Insider with Chris Dorabeck is up for at least an hour this afternoon on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Washington Nationals baseball at 4 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. No In-Depth with Francis Rose tomorrow. I'm out. I'm back on Monday. Tomorrow you'll hear the best of In-Depth on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.